Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's July 5th, 2016, and I'm your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Steve Gagné, also known as B-Steve. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Not too tired from playing Guildball all day yesterday, and still eager to play more, so things are going well.
That's good news. Getting your ass beat for all the whole day and still wanting more is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. So we can go into that in the main show next time. But now yes. I think we can go with the news.
Yes. So first, Heavens. First one is the Endy Monthly, Warhammer 40K on July 23rd. It's a Warhammer 40K tournament, ITC style. All the information will be available in the show notes. We'll have a link to their Facebook event. It will be at Labis. Next up, Capital City Bloodbath, August 19 to 21st at the EY Community EY Center in Ottawa. A bunch of events. Age of Sigmar, single double, 40k single double, different War Machine Hordes format, X-Wing, Batman miniature game, even a garage sale. All the information is available at capitalcitybloodbath.com, and you will have a link to that in the show notes. Lastly, the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to 25th at the Quebec Inn Hotel. Lots of 40k, some X-Wing, three different War Machine Hordes event, Age of Sigmar, and a painting contest run by none other than Thierry Hussard. So we'll have a link to their website in the show notes. Next, our non-crowdfunding news. First up, by Mini Monsters, some new orc terrain. And it's as simple as that, different orc team terrain. So totems, barricades, they look cool.
Yeah, it's just too bad I don't play any game that use orcs anymore, but they really look nice. The totems is really nice, and they would make great objective marker, and the barricade are really good as well, good looking as well, with some orc glyphs on them and really capture the orc iconography.
Mm-hmm. I could easily see Yom getting some of those if we do play some Ninth Age.
Yeah,
he's playing orcs anyway, so that fits right in.
Next up, we've got Crapolion from Figon. It's a toad with dressed like Napoleon. So
yeah, it's a pretty big. It's a 44 millimeter scale, so pretty big. As usual, Figon do fantastic sculpting and casting. So. It's a resin, and it's pretty affordable at €24, so not too bad.
Yeah, it looks cute.
Yes. Next up, we have a bunch of different giant mushrooms by Fenris Games. It's nothing to write home about. It's just different mushrooms, but they fit into stranger team terrain. Like if you play relics, those would fit right in, or strange sci-fi planets where you need a giant rush moves to fill the as forest instead of your regular stuff. And they're pretty they're affordable, like £6 for a bunch of four, and each of those are bigger than a single space marine, so it's not too bad. And they have different style of mushrooms, like they have the big regular mushroom we see, but also dead caps, funnels, puff balls, all at different price or different number per kit. All those are in resin.
They could just do some scenery. You can use them for any kind of scenery as well.
Oh, yes.
Just augment your table. And up next, after, we have K-Props for Arena Rex by Red Republic Games. So, it's the... Trying to look at it, sorry.
Yeah, that's my bad. It's Red Republic game.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So basically, it's a warrior.
It's a Egyptian warrior, but Egyptian gladiator. So all Egyptian looking, except the helmet that has more of a gladiator style with the pokemarked faceplate. Looks good. All the RNRX model looks good usually, so this one doesn't change from it. He has the Egyptian curved sword and a long shield also, so looks pretty cool. Next, we have by Magic Reality Games the Dr. Weissman from their Steam City line. Looks like your usual mad scientist.
Yeah, exactly. He is
experimenting on a brain in front of on a small table in front of him that fits the mad science team right there.
Yeah, really. And the he has the classic mad scientist haircut from all those 60s movie, black and white, and you really have that kind of scene and look from those kind of movie. Really like the look of this one.
Yeah, he also is carrying kind of a E-tray gun or a death ray or something like that. So if it's the build right there.
Yeah, it's more death ray.
Yeah, probably. So you can get that one for $17, which is not bad for a single minion in resin.
And after that, we have the Corbus Belli monthly release. It's for Infinity. It's Operation Red Veil that's on pre-order now.
So Operation Red Veil is not your regular release from Corbus Belli. It's a new two-player starter box facing Eugen versus Akislam. And right now it's on pre-order, so if you get it before August 9th, you will get an exclusive Yuan model. It's the box is pretty cool. Comes with the two faction, that's about 14-15 miniatures, if I remember correctly. Comes with the book and a full color rule book, with including missions and everything you need to play, so it's really cool. And it's two new totally resculpted starter packs, so it's all new models or models that were resculpted recently, so that's cool. That can be yours for 89 and 95 euros, so about what, 120-130 Canadian?
120, yes, or something like that. Yeah, because for the euro amount of model, it's
for the amount of models, that's a really good price, especially for Infinity, which are a bit gustier individually.
And also, pre-order exclusive as well, it's the gaming mat as well.
Oh, there's that too?
Yeah. Okay. And the scenery pack rulers and template. So that's good. That's good content for good value, sorry, for the content.
Yes. Includes everything you need, the mat, the dice, the terrain, the miniatures, yeah. So the book.
A game in a box.
Yes.
So do you want to do the next one, or?
I'll announce it at least. So, from Games Workshop, we have the Sylvanette faction for Age of Sigmar that are now on pre-order. So what do you think of those, Steve?
So basically it's the Wood Elf 2.0, if you want, the Age of Sigmar Wood Elves. Well, there's several
it's
releases.
Mostly just the Forest Spirit side
Of the Wood Elves. Yeah, exactly. There's a new there's a new Elarial model standing on top of a giant beetle. The beetle looks amazing.
Yes, it does.
Lariel, she looks okay, but she's just a bit too muscular for my taste. She's just out of the gym and she's on steroid or something like that. But and I'm not too fond of the new Dritcha model as well. It looks like a dreadnought with the dryad sticking out of it. But
oh, I hadn't seen that it was Dritcha. I had seen the picture, but I hadn't seen the name attached to it.
Yeah, it's Dritcha.
Oh. Okay. I'm not fond of the model either. I can see the aesthetic. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
It's really well sculpted, that's for sure. But I'm not a fan of it. I like their other mix of tree and elven models, like the tree revenant and the tree revenants and the spite revenants. I really like the tree revenants. They make me think of like elves that sacrifice themselves to the forest and are half engulfed in barks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they look cool.
Yeah, those look nice.
They're my favorite of all the new releases.
Yeah, and the other one, the Hunter, well, they kind of look like Sigmarite, but with branch, so it's less original of the bunch, I think.
Yeah, the Kurnoth Hunter?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they probably replace what were the medium size, the Treekins.
Yeah.
I don't like that they have weapons.
Yeah.
I can see why they added weapons, because they did add weapons for all the Treemen in the last Riskulls. But I find that it doesn't fit the three people thing.
It hits harder with a sword than a branch, so it's understandable.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just not fond of the idea. The sculpting is really nice, though, so I can't say anything about that.
Yeah, well, as all Game Workshop release, the quality is always there. So.
Yes, it is.
And also from Game Workshop, we have the Warhammer Age of Sigmar General's Handbook. So it's a book that a lot of people were waiting for, because there's new ways to play the game with the campaign, narrative play, open play, but also match play, which is intended for tournament gaming.
Yeah, the long-awaited point costs for Age of Sigmar.
And some point costs for everything. I even saw some pictures on Twitter or Facebook, I don't remember where, but they were points for Tomb King, even though the range is out and discontinued, so...
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't think they would do it for they discontinued. So
I think they're going to try, at least with the release, I think they're going to try to support everything that was on their range, and maybe after that move on. So, But there's scenarios and battle mission and everything you need to change and organize the way you play at Age of Sigmar.
It's a good move on their part. And they, contrary to their old habits, and they're changing more as they go. In the recent year, their releases were a bit more affordable. And that one fits the bill. It's a pretty big book, and clocking at 168 pages. And still, it's only £15, which come to, what, maybe like 25, 28 Canadian, something like that. So... for what it is, that's really good, because a lot of people who got out because of the point cost and the competitiveness and stuff like that, they didn't want to go for all the compact not done by Game Workshop. They just have to get that book, and now they're right in. They fit. They have what they were waiting for.
Yeah. Well, I check, and it's $30 Canadian, and also you can have, if you want the iOS version, it's $25.
Yeah, at $30 Canadian, that's a good price.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the from Forge World, the Mechanicum Ursarax. It's another big robot for the the Adeptus Mechanicus, or the Mechanicum in 30K. The big difference is, compared to almost everything else in that faction, it's a close combat robot.
With a giant rocket on its back.
Yeah, with a giant rocket.
Jump infantry robots.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. has big power claw,
yeah,
fist something. Yeah, and there's different running poses possible, so it's pretty cool. It's on pre-order, shipping on July 8th, so pretty soon. You don't have to wait a lot before it gets to you.
And they're on 40 millimeter base, so probably like around Terminator size or a bit bigger, but not.
I hope bigger, because at that price, they're still £30 each. If you get a Terminator for $60,
yeah,
that might be pushing it a bit. Okay, we're done with the regular news. Now up to our Kickstarting or crowdfunding news. First one by Westphalia Publishing. It's a Kickstarter for Northern Mercenaries. What that is a bunch of female 28mm fantasy warrior dressed for extreme weather garb, cast in pewter and resin. And you can really read between the line that it's models for Frostgrave. So they're dressed to go fight in the snow. So you have female models that you don't see their boobs hanging out, which is not usual for gaming.
Yeah, exactly. They're dressed for Canadian winter.
So they look cool.
Yeah, they look good. There's lots of dynamic poses, and
the sculpts are good too.
Yeah,
you can get them for like £12 gets you one of the full set. They're shipping in delivery in November, so you don't have to wait that long for a Kickstarter. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty short amount of time.
And also, you have to worry, though, because it's ending in 4 days as we are recording.
It's a pretty short one.
But it's already backed up, so...
Yeah, by a lot, they're over 10 times their goal.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, should be okay.
Yeah, so Kickstarter is finishing on July 9th, so don't wait.
Next one we have, it's Dark Dwarves by Macrocosm. So these are evil version of dwarves. So any small tabletop game.
Yeah, if for people who like the really really old Chaos Dwarves Game Workshop, or even what was Marauder, was their old exactly. Line? They look like those. They look so old school.
Yeah, with a bit more. Chubby and
more, like, not even chubby, they're just short. Short helmet with beards and arms and legs. They're not even buddies on those guys. And
big armors,
yeah.
They really look like 80s Marauder miniature.
Yeah, if you like that old school style, this is a Kickstarter for you.
Yeah,
so they're already funded, they're over twice their goal. They still have over 3 weeks to go, so they are ending on July 31st, so you still have a lot of time to pledge. And lastly, from White Dragon Miniature, we have Shattered Void, a sci-fi dogfighting tabletop war game. It's the title says it all. So you have spaceships. Initially, in the Kickstarter, you have two factions available, and they are unlocking others as the amount will go up. This one is not funded yet, but they're really close. They're over 75% of their goal already, or over 80% even. So as soon as they hit the goal of 10,000 pounds, they will unlock their third faction. So it will add choice. That's one of the biggest... not disappointment, but one of the things that makes it hard to enter a game in a larger group is if you don't have a different faction to pick from.
Yeah.
So they launched only with two. I hope they go high enough to unlock more to make it interesting for people to get into. The game plays with not too many models. It goes from like 5 to 15, reading at their description. So it's really small size game, maybe a mix. I like the comparison you said before, between X-Wing and Firestorm Armada.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, right between the two. Regular game you play on space mats with asteroids and other terrain. So, and I like the ships. They make me think of old sci-fi. They look like fighter plane in space and not just spaceship with all strange forms.
Yeah, some are more, almost have a kind of a Firefly look to them, some of them. Or old Star Trek a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other faction, the Vitruvian, I think.
Yeah.
If you like sci-fi and space combat, take a look at that. This one is almost for dead, as we mentioned, and it's only on July 31st also. And that's it for the news. Anything you want to add, Steve?
No, not really. I didn't spot anything else.
That's good. So, see you next week, Steve.
Take care.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.